This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Yankee Air Museum has been given more time as it tries to save a part of an historic factory. The former Willow Run bomber plant in Ypsilanti is where Rosie the Riveter built B-24s during World War II. Dennis Norton is chairman of the Yankee Air Museum, and he joins us now. Hello, Dennis.
Good morning, or good afternoon, I guess it is, isn't it? Thank you.
So you have a reprieve of sorts for at least a portion of the bomber plant. What happened?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily call it a reprieve. We got an extension of the time we have to continue raising funds. We've done a very good job of raising funds over the last 5 months. We've managed to account for roughly $6 million of the $8 million we need. That plus the fact that the Racer Trust, who's been very helpful to us in giving us the first couple of extensions, now knows the schedule for demolition on the plant now that they've signed some contracts on it. So they have a much better idea how long we have. So all of that together, plus just the fact that we've made such great progress so far, we talked to them and they agreed to give us another extension. This would be the last one, though, and it's important to keep that in mind because we do have demolition contracts over there now. But we do have until May 1st, and shortly after that, if we have not raised enough money, our piece of the plant will demolish also. We're quite confident that we're getting in the ballpark for this thing now.
And you're looking to save, just to remind everyone, 175,000 square feet of the plant, of that historic plant. Why fight so hard to save this piece of the plant, Dennis?
The historical significance of the bomber plant, which was a piece of the arsenal of democracy, which was Detroit during World War II, is just too important to lose. Not only did this plant produce 8,700 bombers one an hour when nobody said it could be done, but it brought great social change to the Detroit area. You mentioned in your introduction the Rosie the Riveter story. Women were brought into the workforce for the very first time in industrial plants at the Willow Run plant. It was the first place it happened. And they were brought in at equal pay, equal opportunity for advancement. And by the end of the war, over 55% were women. 42,000 people moved up here from the South and the West and the East because we didn't have enough workers here. And these people came and stayed and became a part of our social fabric in this part of the country.
And you were saying it was a pretty good weekend in the donation department, feeling encouraged. What kind of donation did you get over the weekend?
We were able to announce over the last couple of weeks, we got a couple of major donations. We were able to announce this weekend that we received a $1 million group of pledges, actually, from one person. He made a couple of pledges, longer-term pledges, but for a total of $1 million for the bomber plant campaign. That was Mr. David Robertson. We're very appreciative of his past support and his continuing support. That was a big boost for us. On top of that, we now are aware that we have a commitment from MDEQ for up to $1 million if we need it for additional environmental remediation after we purchase this piece of the bomber plant. We know there will be some additional cleaning out, nothing of any serious consequence, but in a plant this size, 175,000 square feet, the piece we're going to save, it's going to cost upwards of that much to finish up the work that Racer will be doing before we actually are able to acquire the plant. So that was very helpful.
So $2 million to go. The clock is ticking with that May 1st deadline. And we'll be following the progress as you fight to save that portion of the Willow Run bomber plant in Ypsilanti. Dennis, thank you so much. Dennis is the founder of the Yankee Air Museum and president of the Michigan Aerospace Foundation. Dennis Norton, thank you very much.
Thank you. And I encourage people to go to our website, savethebomberplant.org. We need everybody to continue helping us.